Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is Dr. Cappuccino with the Hour of Folly, Dr. Cappuccino Show. Hi, you guys. Listen, we're going to get right into this. Let's have a word of prayer. Hallelujah, God. We know all about you. Thank you, Jesus. You gave us another chance, another day to make it up. Now, here we come to hear how to do it. Father God in heaven, speak. God, speak because you're able to speak and tell a dying nation that they gotta get right because the time is short and it's running out. Hallelujah. It's gonna run out, gonna run out on us, run out on our family, run out on our spouses, our country, our city, our community. God, give us the strength to keep marching. And then gave us the power. Now come on with this thing. God can withstand unless you anoint us. How can we have our being? Unless you stretch forth your hand and say, for God, I live, for God, I die, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done through us. He didn't show us, he didn't call us out of the dying world. Many is going to stand, but hallelujah, many may not make it. Please, Jehovah, in Jesus' name, according to Psalms 83:18, that says that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the universe, we make an appeal. We are appealing to the God of the universe, you. In the name of your son Christ Jesus, to cover us, anoint us, shower us, bend down low, so that you will get the glory out of a life lived well, and a life lived because you live. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Love you. Hey, love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, many people are talking about going back to God, going back to church, going back to worship. Well, you can't go back to nothing unless you left it. And today we're going to talk about how a person and return to God, and let God return to them. You know, many people are saying, you know, I ran from God, and I turned my back on God, and now I'm a living, walking mess. I can't seem to get ahead in life. I can't seem to stay ahead once I get there. And right now, I'm living a life that's a living hell on earth. Nothing is working for me. And I know if I run back into the arms of God, glory, hallelujah, I'm going to make it. I can make it in spite of all these horrible things that happened to me. I can make it. I've been abominable. I've cost everybody that's crossed my path. But now I want to come back. I want to call back. I want to fly back. Hey, I want to drive back into the arms of God. But how do I do that? How do I do it? How do I return to God from the mess that I've made for myself? Well, you know what? There's 10 ways that a person can return back to God. And you might say, well, I ain't never left him. I'm still waking up. He's still waking me up in the morning. I'm still eating. I'm still breathing. I'm still walking. I'm still talking to my kids. I'm still telling my husband where to get off. Hey, how do I get back to God? My God, how do I return? Well, we got 10 ways, and I'm going to give you about 2 seconds to get your pen so that I can give you scripture. On precept scripture, 10 ways that you can return to God. Way that you can return to God is through prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The number one way you can return to God is through prayer. You know, when you bow your head, when you look upward, when you lay down, when you prostrate yourself, and you start talking about God, hallelujah, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. You're praying to God, asking for God's attention. So before you can return to God, you got to get God's attention. You got to get God's attention. I'm going to say it again. You got to get God's attention. Well, how do you get his attention? Number one, you act like you want his attention. You start talking to God in a way that he accepts you. You start talking to God in a way of respect. You start talking to God in a way that he approves. You got to get God's attention. The number one way you can return to God, but get back to God, run back, is by getting God's attention. And then he's going to listen. He's going to hear what you've got to say, because whatever you're going to say, it's going to be something that God can listen to and act on. Ain't no need of God hearing your prayers if you ain't going to act on nothing. Come on, what time of day is this? Number one, you got to get God's attention. And number two, once you get his attention, guess what? You got to listen. You don't like. He might pull something on the table that, hey, you probably didn't even realize yourself.
But once you get God's attention, you got to listen to what God would have you say. What is God talking about? What is he expecting you to do? Why has he called you by your name for you to return to him? You've got to listen to God. How does God speak? Through a book, through words of wisdom, somebody got to say, maybe through the eyes of a child, maybe through the lips of a child, maybe just by chance a stranger that says, you know, I don't know why I'm talking to you, but I got a message from God for you. You've got to look for the avenues and the channels that God has put out there for you to listen to him. And most of all, you can listen to God by reading the word. Some might say, oh, you know what, I don't even know where to start. It's so thick, Genesis and Revelation, 66 books. Oh, my God, it'll take me a lifetime to read it. I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to finish. I don't know nothing about the Bible. Just open it up in a word of prayer. Open it up praying, saying, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I probably don't understand what I'm reading. Hallelujah, but open my ears up, open my eyes up, open my mind up. Talk to God as if you were talking to a friend. You don't have to talk to him, oh, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. No, he don't want to hear that because, number one, he knows it's not you. You're coming out with some voice that is not you, an uncreated voice in a created being. Hello, not going to work. I'm going to say it again. An uncreated voice in a created being. Who are you trying to fool? You can't fool God. You've got to go to God, get his attention, and listen. And then here's what's very important. Once you listen to what God has told you to do, asked you to do, has prophesied over you to do, guess what? You've got to get up and get busy. You can't hide your light under a bushel. If God then gave you his attention, he then spoke to you through signs and wonders, now you've got to get up and you've got to do. You've got to get busy. You've got to do what the Lord God wants you to do. And what does he want you to do? Well, open your Bible up if you happen to turn to Matthew, the 28th chapter. That's the last chapter in the book of Matthew. Turn to Matthew and go to the 28th chapter, 18, 19. Start with the 18th verse. It says that you are to go forward, teach, and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, his Father, and the Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So now you got it. You don't have to go downtown to get an answer on this. You don't have to call the mayor of your city to get an answer on this. You don't even have to talk to Obama on this. Jesus said, go ye therefore into the nations. Nations, preach, teach, and baptize. So don't tell anyone you don't know what God wants you to do. What does God want you to do? His son has already told you. Number one, you should be somewhere teaching somebody something. You should be preaching about something. And most of all, once you go through those two steps, lead them to a holy church where they can be baptized. He said, teach and preach. So that is what God would have need of you. Preach and teach his holy word. Stop running that game. Stop talking about, you know what, I'm living in sin. I'm walking in sin because God ain't spoke to me. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm telling you because the Bible says that. I'm the messenger. Preach, teach, go ye therefore, preach, teach. Find somebody that will listen to you. And if the example is bad, ask God to clean your example up. Nobody's going to listen to you if your example is not right. Going to listen to you. So you got the first three steps. You're going to get God's attention. You're going to listen to God. And then you're going to do what God has asked you to do. And then number four, this is how you can return to God. You can start by doing what you can for anybody else of lesser value. You might have an elderly neighbor need help. You might have some kids in foster camps or homes that need a visit. You might know of some elderly there sitting in a nursing home. So let's get off of this trip about, well, how do I return to God? You return to God by returning to God's people. Come on, by returning to God's people. He says, you are your brother's keeper. So that's how you return to God. You're going to do what God has asked you to do in regards of your neighbor. He didn't ask you to go out there and slander and slay. He asked you to go out there and preach and teach. Somebody needs a word from on high. Somebody needs to hear that word from you. You probably have a walking testimony. Yes, I was strung out there. Yes, I was high on coke. Yes, I was an embezzler. Yes, I was a murderer, but I got away with it, so I thought. We all was exes of everything. But now, because God has called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light, holy God, hallelujah, we now have a chance. So we got an opportunity now to get back in line so that we can return to God. The number fifth way you can return to God is by shunning bad works. That's how you got off the track in the first place, laying around thinking these ungodly thoughts, laying around trying to blame God for anything. You had the same chance everybody else had, but you took a different route. You went south when somebody else maybe went east. You went north when somebody else said, I don't care, I'm going west. We all had a choice. So we can't rise up now and start blaming God. Oh, well, I don't know about it. Oh, yeah, you know, but you got to stop being a coward with no courage. You got to stop being a CC, a courageless coward, CCC. Don't blame God, but it's not too late. You can start right now. You can start right now, right now, right from where you're at. The number six way that you can return to God is by telling God, for God I live and for God I die. When God knows you're not playing, you done put everything on the line, you're not trying to high side, you ain't trying to take nobody else's place, then he's going to say, okay, now here, this is Bozo. I'm going to help Bozo do this because Bozo was born for this. Don't go out there trying to run a marathon and you cripple in both legs. That's not going to work. My daddy used to say, get in where you fit in. So that's the number six way that you can return to God. Go as you are. Jesus said, come on over here. You know, he ate with the sinners. He ate with those that were not good people according to the Sadducees, the Pharisees, high court of Jerusalem, high priest of Jerusalem. They were all against him. But he said, you know what? I'm going to make my haven with those that need me the most. He said, those that are not sick, what you hanging around the physician for? You ain't sick. You have no need of that. So God is expecting us. Remember this number seven way? He's expecting us to get in with his spirit work and spread out that out. That's how you can return to God. Show God that you mean business for his kingdom. Show God that you're going to put him first. Jesus said, I came down from above to do the will of my Father. So if you let God know that you're ready now, you're serious, you're ready to do his will, you're ready at all costs to do his will, you're ready at no matter what cost you got to pay in your living, on your job, in your neighborhood, God is going to give you his attention, and he's going to step right up. He's going to say, this is my son of whom I'm well pleased. When Jesus showed he was serious, when he told God, I'm going down there, I'm going to come back, hey, hallelujah, off that cross with the redemption power in my right hand and my love endearing and dying love for you found in my left. When we tell God, here I am, God send me, God is going to return to you. You got to get serious. Pretend like you're standing in a court of law and the judge is going to ask you for your last word before sentencing. Is there anything that you can say to plead your case? You got to plead your case before God by your example, by your works, what you say and how you live. And let me tell you something. The evil one, your enemy, will have to say, you know, hey, I don't know what it is, but whatever you need, call me. Your enemy will leave you a message and tell you that if they know you are real and you're not running no game. Just like the old songs used to say, just tell it like it is. That's the eighth way you can return to God. Tell God what's on your heart. Tell God what's on your mind. You done killed three people, let him know about it. You don't have to go broadcast. You know, if you can make it right, fine. But if the man and woman's laying dead, you can't make it right. They're dead. Go to God. Tell God all about it. Tell God what happened. Tell God how it happened. Tell God how sorry and weary and wounded you are because of it. That's the number eighth way. Number nine, you got to promise God that once he returns to you, you are not down no more with the okie doke. You're going all the way. You're going to promise God, I'm going all the way, come hell or high water. I know Satan is out there. I know your word and I already said he's on the prowl. You know, when an animal is on the prowl, he's low on the ground. You can't see him till he's up on top of you. When an animal is low on the ground and on the prowl, he's sneaking from corner to corner, crevice to crevice, dark hole to dark hole. So you got to be on the look. The Bible says that he is walking about seeking to devour. How you going to return to God all chopped up? You're not going to do it, so you got to also ask God for more of his Holy Spirit, more of his power. Paul said, Jesus said, all the prophets said, you're not going to go forward until you have the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, who is God going to give that kind of power to? Who is God? I'm talking spiritual power. You can buy power here on earth, but I'm talking about real power. Real power where men and women can see you and say, you know what? Okay, they're all right by me. That's what you're after. It's going to take power from on high for you to return to God. How do you get that power? Number one, you got to be worthy of it. You got to stop playing. You got to stop lying to your friends. You got to stop putting on these high-sounding airs. God don't want you like that. He says those that come to him must come to him in the way that he approves. Number one, that's in humbleness. Get off of that high horse. Get off of it. I don't care how little your feet is. I don't care how big your feet is. I don't care how big your breast is, how small your breast is. I don't care anything about that because God now is speaking. He's saying, come to me as you are. No wonder your life is a mess. You've been playing around with God. You've been hating on your neighbor. You've been secretly harboring some ill will. Now is the time to stop. You don't care what the next person do. Whatever God then gave you, you going on off with that. How is God going to return to you if you don't know who the real you is? This is number 10. Get real. Somebody out there needs to shout hallelujah. Get real. How can a fake, phony go to God? God's already seen through all that. If you're serious about returning to God so that he can return to you and help you straighten yourself out, get real with God. If you're broke, God already know you're broke. You're hungry, God already know you're hungry. You got sickness in your body, he already know you got sickness in your body. You crying out trying to be Beyonce, he already know that. He's not going to bless you. Because when he had you conceived in your mother's womb, he already had a plan. Find out what that plan is. Stop harboring ill will. Find out. You know how you're going to find out? Because you're going to get real. You're going to stop all this BSM. Get real. You may not have green eyes like a Tom so-and-so. You might not have beautiful legs like a so-and-so. You might not have beautiful hair like so-and-so. Get on with what you got. Get on with what you got. Get on with what you got. You are never going to succeed if you don't. God is not going to be able to return to you because he ain't got nothing to return to. He got a fake. Why are you trying to fake up on God? God already knows all about it. He knows you're going. He knows you're coming in. You're going out. You're settling out. God knows. Hallelujah. He already knows all about you. Now, if you don't get yourself straight, if you don't get real, number one, you just, like Paul said, it's that tinkling sound. Ain't got nothing, no strength, no nothing. People can look you in your face and say, oh, no, you know what? Hey, you know what? I got news for you. You might think you can fool the people, but you can't. You sure know you can't fool God. People are reading you like a book. Hey, call me on the telephone, 424-6496-5, and I'll tell it like it is. MotherNature7@gmail.com. Just send me an email. Most of you do. Send me an email. I'll tell it like it is. You've got to get real with God. Cut out this nonsense. You're wasting your friend's time. You're showing up wasting yours. And the Bible says the special might is 70 or 80. How long you got time for this? How long you got time for this? Here you are. What kind of problem do you think you've kind of put over on God? Get real. You know, they said from prison to the grocery store, they want real food. Women have said, I want a real lover. Men have said, I want a real woman. I'm telling you the truth. God, help me if I'm lying. I'm not lying to you. Get real. People read you like a book. You get real. And you know what? They are the supreme God of the universe, as they used to say when I was growing up. They got your number. When you return to God, God is saying, I got work for you to do. Why else would you be interested in hanging out with God? He got work to do. He going to already pay. He going to put people in your life that say, you know what, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I was sent by God to take care of you. You're going to hear that in your life. Oh, okay. I got news for you. When you return to God, God is going to return to you. But how is he going to return to you? Putting people in your life, circumstances in your life, opportunity in your life. The more you willing to stretch out there and work for him, the more he's going to pay you. Little work, little pay. Little mind use pay. But if you stretch out, you tell God, send me out. You didn't already been told him. What were you lying then? Were you sitting up in the church lying then? He had already told you to go you there for. How are you going to go you there for if you're sitting up in your house dying? No, you got 5, 10, 15, 20 years left and that's it. Come on now. You return to God, God's going to return to you. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to send you the people to help you. Because you're not going to be able to return to him and sit still. You got work to do. You're going to need help to go out there and teach. You're going to need help to go out there and preach. You're going to need help to go out there and go ye into the nation. Now somebody might say, well, I can go in the nation from my internet. More power to you. More power to you. But the best way to reach the world is like the example of Christ Jesus. He went to the people. I don't know what he was talking about, but what the Bible says. I don't know if he held his hand up. I don't know if he expounded the word. I don't know if he used homiletics, apologetics. I don't know what he used. But he turned the world then upside down. So he sure had a conversation for his enemies. He was bold. He was courageous. He went there overturning the money changers. He said, you know what, fool? You better get up out my face. I'm only walking, eating, and drinking to do my Father's will. He wasn't no joke. He wasn't no joke. He called them all, fed them, raised the dead, raised them up out of all divers' illnesses. He did it all. He did it all. But he said, to the last of the last, go ye and sin no more. So in order to return to God in the way that God approved, now when you're big, you got the dog on your knees for God to take you back in. Don't mess up. He's going to put you with the right people, but I swear, don't mess up. Ain't nobody getting no second, third, and fourth chances now. People are getting one chance because the enemy out there is still strong. Once God help you up out of your watering hole, hallelujah, once you drinking water, which we were able to really pray over an example of a meeting that some of us had on yesterday where they show people lapping water with their eyes up and their face down. Once God bring you out of your watering hole to a place you know you ain't deserved, you ain't earned that. How you earned that? You ain't did nothing to earn that. Once God take you back because you begging to get back because you know you done messed up all your life and messed up. No, not one drop of claim to fame. You already know it. Hallelujah. Or you wouldn't be begging God right now to take you back. How you going to return to God? You return to God, you're going to return to somebody somewhere. Once you do that, I'm begging you, better hold on. Return to God, and he will return to you. And you know what else is so important? Making sure you stay with God. I swear, he turned me over to a reprobate mind and stripped me naked in front of the enemy. I don't want to be stripped naked in front of, I don't want anybody reading me. If they read me, I want them to say God is. Now, next week, we got a very interesting lesson. I'm coming in the name of God for men. We got a movement out here in L.A. talking about 1,000 women and 100 men following them, all women in white. But we're going to talk about men. Men, stand tall. Stand strong. Men, we're counting on you. We need you. Next week's lesson is going to be all about men. And I know I'm not a man, but how can I talk to anybody about men, because I talk to men all day long most of the time, and they're telling me what they want in a woman. They're telling me the disposition of women. I didn't know men were so keen on women. Men is looking for that right woman. They're booking, and they're looking, and they're reading. But we women got to have something off all this foolishness, and no man down for all that mess. So I'm going to talk to you guys about how to find God through the woman of your dream. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Please tune in. Please tune in. You're going to need that woman to make it. You're going to need one word from my mouth.
And so this is going to be a strength in you. Don't forget us next week. Same place, same time. You're going to get a special blessing, even if you're already married. You're going to be able to take that woman and set her down. Many men, when they talk to me, they say they ain't doing nothing but lying. Said, I don't want him. I never wanted him. She ain't my type. I wouldn't marry nothing like that. I might with I got something for you. Women, y'all tune back in, because Dr. Cappuccino and God got something to talk to you about. Look up Proverbs 31 before you tune in next week. I got some, and I'm going to tell you what men that are janitors, the men sitting in almost next to Obama in the White House got to say. But your men got to take charge. The Bible created women for you to make it. So I can understand why some are saying, you know what? I ain't going to make it because she ain't nothing. How can I make it? I don't want that either. So women, I know you're going to start running. Men, I know you're going to be thanking God because Dr. Cappuccino going to come all the way. I just like to talk about the virtuous woman. Oh, yeah, we got something for the virtuous woman. I'm going to strip her down. I'm going to cut her down. I'm going to reveal the real face of that woman in the name of Jesus. Because how you going to make it? He said, hallelujah, I'm going to create a helpmate. Help makers, whatever y'all supposed to be. I'm coming at you next week. Tell your fans, tell your girlfriends. Come listen to what doctor got to say about that. No wonder man is being shot down the street because you ain't about nothing. You ain't about nothing. You ain't about nothing. Come on now. I'm going to tell it just like it is. Don't be blaming these men. What are you doing? What you got to put on the table? What you got to offer? Tune in next week to the Hour of Power for the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I know it's not an hour, but I want you to pray a half hour after I close. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on you. I see you next week. God bless you. Hour of Power, Dr. Cappuccino Show.